For you two, I played your old 97s, Here Is Christmas Time, from An Americana Christmas, released 2014 on New West Records, one of the best holiday releases, in my opinion, because I love New West Records. Then, Curtis Blow, Christmas Rappin', the big holiday hip-hop single, celebrates its 40th anniversary, and it was released December 1979. Yeah, Curtis Blow was signed to Mercury Records in 1979, becoming the very first rapper signed to a major label. Amazing. And Christmas Rappin' was one of the first singles released on the major label. That's pretty great. It was released by Mercury Records. Good stuff. I love that song. Yola Tango up out of that. Eight Candles, brand new song from the trio. It appears on the new holiday compilation, Hanukkah Plus, Yola Tango's annual Hanukkah festival. Well, festival show, I guess. It's in Bowery Ballroom in New York City. And it happens December 22nd through December 29th. And there are still tickets available for the 24th and the 25th. Fruit Bats up out of that. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Well, it's now it's called It's Beginning to Look Like Christmas, even though it says a lot like. Terrific version of that classic holiday song appears on the album Holidays Rule, released in 2012 on Hear Music, and kicking off that set with They Might Be Giants' Feast of Lights off the 2012 holiday compilation album The Best of Festival Light. It also appears on their Holidayland EP, released in 2012. I hope you enjoyed the Music Savage Show holiday set. I enjoyed putting it together and playing for all of you. It is the top of the hour here at WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, serving the Boston area and the whole wide world when it's up and running on WMFO.org, as it is currently down and out. Hopefully not for much longer. Let's get back into the music. Celebrate the 40th anniversary of The Clash's London Calling. It was released December 14th, 1979. So I'm going to play a couple of songs from that and then play some bands that other The Clash members have appeared in afterwards. Let's get into it with the title track from The Clash, celebrating the 40th anniversary here on The Music Savage Show.
nights of the year. But I see everyone's here. Oh, it took me a long time to get it. But when it's taken time,
try. Christmas. Come on, dim the lights.
Party time.
Switch off the strobe.
Do what you like.
We're gonna have a ball tonight.
Let's have a ball.
Down at the club. Switch on your strobe.
Do what you like.
We're gonna have a ball tonight.
Let's have a ball.
Down at the globe.
Oh, come on, party on down.
Come on, dim the lights.
Let's have a ball.
Switch on your strobe.
Let's have a ball.
We're gonna have a ball tonight.
Let's have a ball.
Down at the globe.
celebrating The Clash and the members of The Clash and their various other projects since The Clash disbanded. With Gorillaz right there, Stylo, first single and absolute favorite of mine off of the band's third studio album, Plastic Beach, released in 2010. I am wearing my Gorillaz Plastic Beach tour shirt, having seen them here in Boston and again at Gannis Arena. Happy to say it still fits me, even though that was almost 10 years ago now. Holy moly. Anyway, the band for this record and the subsequent tour featured Mick Jones and Paul Simonon, and I was so very lucky to see both of those legends on stage when they toured for Plastic Beach, and they stopped here in Boston. Big Audio Dynamite 2, The Globe, title track off of their fifth album, released in 1991 via Columbia. Of course, you know that was Mick Jones singing. Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros, Digging the New, great one off the debut album, Rock Art and the X-Ray Style, released in 1999 via Hellcat Records. And two from the album celebrating its 40th anniversary. I played you The Clash, Train in Vain, my favorite, and that's the third and final single off of their third album, London Calling, and London Calling, title track and first single off of their, again, third studio album, released 40 years ago, last Saturday, it was December 14th. It was released December 14th, 1979. 40 years, and it still sounds as fresh and new as ever. All right, let's celebrate another anniversary. I'm going to play you a couple of tracks from MTV's Unplugged in New York for Nirvana. It's one of the best live albums, in my opinion, ever recorded. It was first aired December 16th, 1993 is when that episode first aired, and it was recorded November 18th, 1993, and the album would later be released November 1st, 1994, 6 months after Kurt Cobain's death. But we're going to celebrate how amazing this this is and how legendary it is. And again, it was first aired December 16th, 1993. So let's listen to a couple of tracks from Nirvana's MTV Unplugged in New York album, Music Savage Show. We'll be right back.
by my favorite performer. Our favorite performer, isn't it? All of ours? You like him the best?
Oh, there's a donation basket for wants to buy Lead Belly's guitar.
Oh, yeah. This guy representing the Lead Belly estate wants to sell me Lead Belly's guitar for $500,000.
Passing a basket, baby.
Yeah. I even asked David Geffen personally if he'd buy it for me. He wouldn't do it.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. But her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view. And she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Take a look at the law, man, beating up the wrong guy. Oh, man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? America's tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clown. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the
You are tuned in to the Music Savage Show with me, your host, Ryan D. Celebrating David Bowie right there and the fourth studio album he released, Hunky Dory, the track called Life on Mars. It was the second and final single released off of that album. And Hunky Dory was released 48 years ago this past Tuesday, released December 17th, 1971. It was Bowie's first release for RCA Records, and he would go on to create about 10 more albums for the label for the next decade. And now you know. Billy Bragg up out of that, Accident Waiting to Happen. And that is from the English musician's fantastic sixth studio album, Don't Try This at Home, released in 1991 on Elektra Records. Billy Bragg, celebrates birthday number 62 today, born December 20th, 1957. Happy birthday to you, good sir. And two from Nirvana. You heard Where Did You Sleep Last Night? The traditional Americana folk song was made famous by Lead Belly in 1944 and made famous once again with this incredible version released on MTV's Unplugged in New York, and kicking off the set with Nirvana, All Apologies, from, again, one of the best live albums, in my opinion, ever recorded, MTV Unplugged in New York. It first aired December 16th, 1993, so we are celebrating that anniversary here. It was recorded November 18th, 1993, and again, aired for the first time on MTV December 16th, 1993. And then the album would later be released November 1st, 1994, 6 months after Kurt's unfortunate death. And it would be one of their best-selling albums. And it is still one of the best-selling albums to this day. All right, I can't believe that time has slipped away that quickly. It always does when I'm here in the studio playing music for all of you. This is my favorite place to be, and playing music for all of my friends out there listening. I love all you guys. Thanks always for tuning in. Let's get into the last set of the show. As always, it's the Hot Take set every Friday, 4 p.m. Boston time. The three of us get together, put together our favorite videos and songs that were sent to Music Savage throughout the week, because we think you will love them as much as we do. At least we hope so. And so we're going to give you a sneak peek of that Hot Take set. Again, coming on MusicSavage.com at 4 p.m. Boston time. And here's great new stuff from Tall, Tall Trees, kicking it off. Music Savage Show.
girl, get with me. I'm burning up, and I'm in demand. I'm so sensitive, your woman and your man. I'm feeling good, baby, and I'm feeling free. And yes, I'm young, gifted, and black, so just let me be. Come get a taste, pretty baby, that was coming stuff. And if you want more, you can turn me up. I'm feeling wonderful, doing big things in my life. Let's call it what it is, my own personal paradise. Yes, yeah. I'm gonna spread my wings and fly to higher heights. I'm gonna raise my voice, stand with me and shine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Turn me up,
turn me up,
so you can hear,
you can hear
the joy in my voice when I'm smiling from ear to ear.
Wow.
I'm on the beat,
yes.
I'm in the groove. Watch how I do my thing when I start to show and prove.
Come on,
just let the rhythm of the music pull you in. Let's come together on the one till the end.
Hey.
This ain't no half step, what we got is real. No masquerade, you got to play the way you feel.
Hey.
I'm feeling wonderful.
My dear friends, you know what the sound of Daft Punk means? I've taken you around the world and back in song. I hope you enjoyed the journey as much as I did. Ending it with the heart, hot take set with Heart Bones. Open Relations, the name of that dance-tastic old number. Heart Bones is Harmar Superstar and Sabrina Ellis. And that new track is off of their upcoming album, Hot Dish, out February 21st via Love Online Records. Tour starts February 14th in Harmar's hometown of Minnesota, Minneapolis. Or, just can reverse that, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And they're going to be here in Boston Sunday, March 8th at Great Scott. That's going to be a super fun show. So you can go to heartbones.com and check out